Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we are going to be starting Season 3. Man, I can't tell you how excited I am. The only season I'm more excited for is 4. Excited to watch is 4. And that's because I haven't seen 4 very much.
I've seen 4 a lot. I really like this season. I'm excited for 3 just because we're getting into Halo 2 finally.
We're getting into Halo 2. There's marathon video footage. Also, there is just so much fun and hilarious story involved. So let's go ahead and get into the recap because I can't wait any longer. Now, I guess actually before we get into the recap, let's go ahead and do some quick math. Episode number 39, because we're going to be reviewing episode 39 through 43. This is the longest season that I know of in the series. Episode number 39 was 8 minutes and 22. I'll just say the minutes. 8 minutes. Episode number 40 was 7 minutes, so we're up to 15 minutes. Then episode number 41 was 6 minutes, so we're up to 21 minutes. Then episode number 42 was 6 minutes. We're up to 27 minutes. And finally, episode number 43 was 10 minutes. We're up to, am I doing my math right? 37 minutes.
Yeah, so there was about 4 minutes of footage if you add in the approximate seconds.
Yeah, so I mean, we have a lot to discuss. So once again, let's go ahead and jump right into the recap with episode number 39, Best Laid Plans. Okay, so we start off with Donut looking over Tucker's body, just laying there, who's been shot by Doc at the end of Season 2. And he's trying to talk him into getting up, and he wants Doc to come back and just kill him and basically everything. And they kind of talk about what happens at the end of Season 2 for anybody who hadn't seen it. And then we get into quite possibly one of the most memorable parts of the series for myself, and that is Sarge and Caboose in Battle Creek. And they see that there is a dead Blue, and Sarge is like, he's like, on one hand, I'm excited to see that, I don't know the exact line, but he says, on one hand, I'm excited to see another Blue dead, but on the other hand, that means he's got a higher body count than me. And I just can't have that, or something like that. Do you remember what he said?
Yeah, I remember exactly
what he said. But it was funny.
He said he was torn.
Yeah. So they go around the corner, and they see a bunch of dead red and blue soldiers. And as they're talking about it, Reveille plays
on a horn.
Wait, I
want to point out before that Caboose thought that the blue guy was him, and he was really confused.
I love that they put Sarge and Caboose together. I mean, they had to because they had to use red and blue, but their chemistry, I guess, is what you call it on screen, is just insanely hilarious. And okay, so Reveille starts playing on a horn in the background. And Sarge and Caboose hear it, and they're like, what's going on? And all of the red and blue soldiers get up, and I believe they called them grunts. So, I mean, and the great thing about these characters is they're supposed to represent what we think, you know, the way live people sound. Like young kids with cracking voices, just foul-mouthed little jerks, really, you know. And so they start fighting. Well, they go back to their bases. And so Simmons, before we see what they do, they go back to their bases, and we see Simmons in the map Cryron TL-34. I don't know how to pronounce it.
The one with
it.
A bunch of
portals.
Of portals.
Which I have to say is my least favorite map in Halo 1.
I
couldn't stand to play it.
I don't know that's my least favorite, but I liked it a little bit.
You're fag. Because I hated that level. It was so annoying. Anyway, I guess I'm way off the topic. So Simmons is in that map, and he's the only one there. So he's running around trying to figure out where he is, and he gets Sarge on the radio and starts talking to him a little bit and explains where he is. And we see, finally, that Griff and Church are in what we assume to be a jail cell, and the red team is watching over them, and they're on Sidewinder, which I found very interesting, seeing as Church has already been there. But I guess they didn't really get... I guess we're supposed to assume that it's another map, do you think?
No, they referenced
do they?
Later.
Okay. I didn't notice. So on episode number... Well, that ends the episode, and that takes us into episode number 40, Visiting Old Friends. All right, so in another location, which is longest for those who are interested, the map that they're on in this episode at the beginning is longest, and Wyoming... a freelancer attacks a soldier who's just there, I guess, guarding the place or whatever. And his name's Phil. And just got to mention, dude, he sort of had a whine and was just a dork. And Phil, it just reminds me of Modern Family. And I freaking just...
Not me.
If you don't watch the show Modern Family, just do it. Anyway, so he's interrogating the soldier, and he gets interrupted by a phone call, and he hears another job. So he's got another job as a freelancer. He's got to go take care of something. And so he tells Phil, he's like, I guess I'm going to have to skip all the torturing, and I'm just going to have to kill you. So we find out, obviously, that not only is a freelancer, but he's straight up evil. He'll do whatever it takes to get paid. So back in Battle Creek, Sergeant Caboose, they take the red and blue flags from each team because they see that they're just mindless grunts who fight and kill each other. And they try to get the teams to get along. They're trying to get their attention, basically. And they're trying to get out of the map. And that pretty much fails because they're just internet dorks and they're like, oh, no, they have the flag. Oh, let's just kill each other. And they just shoot each other. And so Caboose decides that he's going to take them all on by just
getting angry, essentially.
He's making himself mad. He's going to, what is the word I'm looking for? Use the power that he learned from O'Malley, the essence of O'Malley. He's trying to remember it and encapsulate it and use it to kill everyone. So he thinks of things like, what is it, like
milk? and then he decides it's not a very good one. Kittens?
Oh, yeah. He tries to say mean things so that he gets mean. So he unleashes his angry side, and he kills everyone. So then,
I just want to say, he jumps down, and there's like this Hulk thing where when he lands, the whole screen shakes, and he goes, I'm Michael J. Caboose, and I hate babies.
So anyway, Simmons then is... basically, I guess, hologramming his self to Sarge, where Sarge is still on the cliff through the teleporter. And that's the end of the episode, and that takes us on to episode number 41, Let's Get Together. So O'Malley makes a call to Vic, and I was really fascinated with this shot of Vic, just because they showed him from behind this time, sort of messing around with the computer and all the buttons that were there.
They did a good job with it, though.
So O'Malley starts telling Vic all about his plan. He's going to eliminate both the red and blue teams. He's going to try to rule the universe. And he also tells Vic that Vic should hide his secret, you know, and that since Tucker knows that red and blue are the same and that Vic is working for both of them, he tells Vic that he tells Vic that he has already hired an assassin to kill Tucker, which, you know, we'll soon find out is Wyoming, the guy who killed Phil. The only person that knows Red and Blue Command are the same at this point is Tucker. So back in Blood Gulch, Tex is there, and she tells Tucker that Wyoming, the assassin, because she hears about it, was hired to kill him, and he's a freelancer from the same experiment program that Tex was in, which I found very funny because Donut is wondering what their name is, and she says that all 49 states were named after a freelancer was named after a state, and Donut asks what Tex was named after, and she says Nevada. And then, I mean, just an awesome quote, but I don't remember. Do you remember exactly word for word what it was?
I don't remember.
But I remember them saying 50, 49, wasn't there 50? And then one of them's like, oh yeah, Florida.
They all
put their heads down. I mean, what the fuck happened to Florida? I really want to know. Like, I figured California would fall off, but Florida?
I don't know.
Maybe it was taken by the Covenant first.
I don't know.
I mean, if I was a Covenant, I'd go there and get a tan. Go hang out. Snort some cocaine.
It's too damn hot.
All right. So, where the fuck were we? So anyway, she's talking and telling him that, once again, there's a freelancer after him. And also, since he's been enhanced with a specific AI like she was, you know, Tex obviously, I mean, I'm sorry, Tucker obviously doesn't really have a chance. So Tucker starts talking about something happening in the state of Florida, but once again, we don't know what it is. So my guess is they're just sort of saying, like, that's where the aliens went or something. Anyway... still in the teleporter, okay, with Simmons and Caboose, Sarge contacts Donut to tell him that the blue plot and Tucker's idea, the reds and blues are the same, blah, blah, blah. Basically, Caboose and Sarge have gotten into the teleporter place with Simmons. Anyway, so they want to help find Church, but Caboose presses a button that, like, activates the bomb in Church's robot body that Sarge had placed there in the last season.
Yeah, and
I'm so lost. There's so much happening right now. There's like five or six things all happening at once.
Well, right now we're basically in the part where Caboose and Sarge and Simmons are all in the teleporter place, and you have to push the button to do it. And Caboose asks to push the button, and I just love like the relationship here between Caboose and Sarge. Like, just Sarge's line of, what a little rascal.
Yeah, I love whenever he says that.
And so Caboose asks to push the button, and Sarge lets him. And then while Sarge and Simmons are talking, Caboose is over there, and he pushes another button, and that activates the bomb in Church. Now, right here, it switches to a scene of Church and Griff, and they're talking. And he's and then like Church burps
like the really whole loud. Was and hilarious. I love whenever Griff's like, "I bet you I can beat it."
Yeah. But before that, that's whenever they referenced the Red being on Sidewinder. They were both sitting there in jail, and yeah, Church says something along the lines of, "Tex killed the Blues a long time ago. Why didn't the Reds just pull out?" And Griff says something along the lines of, "Speaking as someone who's been on the red team for the past however many years, I'm not that surprised."
Okay, yeah, I totally missed that. I'm glad you caught that, because that's really interesting to me. So, Church's stomach begins to tick, and that ends episode number 41. That takes us into episode number 42, You're the Bomb, Yo, which is just a great name for an episode. So Simmons starts reprogramming the teleporter to take them to Sidewinder to go rescue Griff and get Church and go after Doc/O'Malley. So we find out that Simmons has told Donut how to reprogram the Reds teleporter in Blood Gulch to get to Sidewinder. But I love how he's like, he has like a 50-50 chance. I did ours on our own, so we'll definitely make it there. And I love how Donut is just, like, talking in the background, and once again, they're not really paying much attention to him, and we'll get back to that later. So, Wyoming is on Sidewinder, and he kills all of the Reds that are guarding Church and Griff. And right before now, I want to mention something that we didn't write down, but I loved, and that is Church is, like, talking to Griff, and he's like, "All right, I actually do have a way for us to get out of here, but it might freak you out." And obviously, he's talking about leaving his body as a ghost. And the doors open, and I love how Griff's like, "You're going to open the doors? It's not very scary at all." So anyway, that's whenever Wyoming tells him that he's leaving them to starve to death. But during this time, everyone emerges from the teleporter. They're all on Sidewinder. And something else very funny, like I said, there's so much to cover. Tucker is the only one who comes out of the teleporter completely black.
Yeah, just another running joke. Tex comes out, and of course she's already black. And then Donut comes out. He's pink. Tucker comes out, and he looks around, and he's like, "Really? I'm the only one?" Or something along those lines. It's just hilarious.
Oh, it's so great.
It's just a running joke that they carry on, and it's funny every time.
And, all right, I'm not going to tell you. So, Wyoming, actually, poor fucking Tucker. Wyoming mistakes Tucker for Tex and ends up shooting him, which cracks me up. It's just like, he just gets the shit beat out of him no matter what. Anyway, while Donut and Caboose are cleaning off Tucker's armor, the jail cell that's holding Church and Griff, once again, it opens, and Wyoming spots Tucker and takes aim at him. So Tex runs at Wyoming, but O'Malley and Doc, you know, since O'Malley is Wyoming's, the guy who, you know, I guess purchased him.
Yeah, but Wyoming was purposely aiming at Tucker because he was hired to kill Tucker.
Yeah, well, his armor's been cleaned off at this point, so now he sees it's Tucker. He was originally trying to kill Tex, so he shot at the black armored Tucker.
Oh, I see, okay.
And I know, this is so confusing.
I missed that.
So anyway, he shoots at who he thinks is Tex. They clean his armor. And like I said, Tucker just gets pulled through the fucking mud in this first five episodes already. And so O'Malley runs after Tex because Tex is running after Wyoming. And that takes us into episode number 43, Make Your Time. Now, this is a 10-minute episode. There is a lot to get through, so we're going to get through it as quickly as possible. All right, so O'Malley activates, since Lopez is working for him, activates Lopez's secret weapon. Once again, very funny shit here. Whenever Lopez has a weather control device, as it turns out, that Sarge almost had finished.
All he needed was one critical piece.
And O'Malley says, yes, and now that I've obtained those D batteries.
And then I love how I think it's Tucker there goes, you couldn't find any D batteries. And Sarge's reply was, yeah, but only at gas stations. And they're just so darn expensive. He could have controlled the weather, but he didn't want to spend the money on the D-batteries.
This season is just so exciting to me. I'm so happy to be covering it. So the Red and Blue teams join forces, and they confront O'Malley, and he begins to just shoot at people with his rocket. Now, Simmons eventually manages to get all of the Battle Creek players. So all these little grunts that were running around, foul-mouthed little jerks.
Not actual grunts, but the...
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I guess we're talking about Halo here. So he gets all of those people from Battle Creek that Sarge and... you know what? I just thought... No, never mind. Sorry. I was thinking of something different. That Sarge and Griff... That Sarge and Caboose... I am so lost. Sarge and Caboose were dealing with at the beginning of this season. Whew. So they charge after Wyoming. O'Malley. Okay.
Doc.
There's too many people. They charge after Doc, and that's because Sarge tells them that they have the flag. All right. Do you want to take this for a second?
Simmons tells them that they have the flag, right?
Yes.
All right. So Simmons tells them that they have the flag. Yeah, they basically just charge at O'Malley, run him out. O'Malley can't do anything.
So anyway, during all this, lightning from Lopez's weather device, which cracks me up. But see, like the point, there's no point in controlling the weather as I saw. Like literally Lopez is just up there shooting lightning. That's about it.
And he shoots some at Church, and Church goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that damages the bomb in his body, which then, you know, sets it off, and it's about to detonate.
Damages the diffuser. So, so Sarge is over there like, oh, no, the diffuser is damaged. And Simmons was like, can you just turn it off manually, sir? No, I specifically designed it so that I couldn't defuse it. Why? Just in case the Blues ever got a hold of me. And brainwash me. And Simmons is like, oh, excellent plan, sir. Not being sarcastic at all.
And Griff in the background is just like, you just had to get one more kiss ass in, didn't you? And I love that line because it's, dude, this whole episode. So Tucker decides that he's going to try to destroy Church with O'Malley's rocket launcher so that maybe they can all survive, right?
Right.
Well, Church explodes. But Wyoming snipes the rocket launcher out of Tucker's hand. I don't know why you didn't just kill Tucker at this point, you know? Like, I guess we wouldn't have Tucker, and Tucker's awesome. Anyway, the bomb explodes, but due to the damage from the lightning, it also destroys the present, and it sends Church...
Like, the literal present.
Like,
the
timeline
that they
present,
are in.
And it sends both teams to the future in Halo 2. And this starts Halo 2.
I love this.
Oh, it's so awesome.
So much. And I've never seen the remastered version before, and just whenever this came up, because in the original one, they were using that the little ray gun that came off the Sentinel.
Yeah, they were
the Sentinel Beam. That's what they were using. So, like, in replacement of the pistol, almost.
So, what they do is they try to explain to Tucker what happened in the past. They do this through a play, and they use Sarge, Simmons, Donut, and Caboose to represent the past, present, and the future. And Donut actually directs the play. He's the narrator. And and basically, we learn nothing. And Tucker is just as confused as possible. And eventually, Tucker eventually starts to get it, and he realizes that Church, if they were all blown forward, then Church must have been blown back into the past. And on using Marathon 2... which is just awesome because it's another old Bungie game. Church appears, and he's wondering what happened. And that is our episode recap, quite possibly the longest recap we've ever done. And so what do you think of the beginning of Season 3?
Well, I have to piss like a horse.
Does that mean it's good?
No, it was amazing. The beginning was hilarious, but I'm just excited to
There's
get into
just
season
so
four.
Much content.
Just to get into Halo 2. I'm just
well,
ready.
I'm really happy to see Halo 2. I guess if we're going to start getting into differences between the original and remastered, the main thing that I noticed, surprisingly, I didn't notice almost anything from the Battle Creek fights. The biggest thing that I noticed was in the Season 2 Remastered Edition, the characters did not have emblems on their shoulders. In the original version, they literally had an episode out the week Halo 2 came out. And something tells me they just put emblems on them because they were just messing around. They were trying to get cool features, you know. I imagine if they had Halo 3 at the time, they would have given them all different helmets, you know. But they didn't have emblems. And that's the only thing I could really notice for differences between the original and remastered. Was there anything you saw?
No, I didn't really notice anything.
Okay, so let's go ahead and... First of all, let's get into our favorite quotes. But before we do that, I have somewhat of a quote, and that is whenever Caboose and Sarge are fighting off the two enemies before they realize how the teleporter works. You see them. Simmons is looking through the teleporter at Sarge and Caboose shooting from opposite sides, and Sarge is just killing person after person. And eventually, they show Sarge, and then they show Caboose, and behind him on the wall, he's shot his name into the wall. But it's spelled wrong. Instead of saying Caboose, it says Cabose. He only put one O in there.
Yeah, and in that same part right before there, Caboose is shooting. All you see is him shooting. And he goes, I don't want to kill, but I don't want to die anymore. Because remember, he still thinks he's the blue guys. But that's not my favorite quote.
So let's get into our favorite quotes. What was your favorite quote?
Of these block of episodes, I'm thinking it was Donut. As he goes, all they talk about is chick stuff, and not the fun stuff like ribbons and unicorns.
That is amazing, because I don't remember having any favorite Donut lines except for the first time I said my favorite quote. But Donut had possibly one of the best lines in this block of episodes, and that is, I never knew the Phillips screwdriver was the X one. Do you think it's named after a guy named Philip? That guy must have a fucked up shaped head.
Just from the background through the teleporter, no one's paying attention. Oh man, that part was hilarious.
That was so good. Okay, so I guess we should go ahead and get into the emails. I mean, the recap took up way more than half of this episode, but there is just so much to talk about in this season. This is an exciting thing to watch. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the email for this week.
Well, this week our email is from Meredith, and remember last week or the
yes.
week before he sent us an email, and, you know, first ever email saying he'd die without us or RVB. So here is his email this week. Hey guys, thanks for the mention, and yeah, you're right, I'm an Army cadet, and please don't kill me.
Okay, so first of all, we were right. He is the Army cadet, but secondly, we have the power to kill. That's awesome. Go ahead.
I just feel so guilty if, like, I see on the news, guy dies of not getting weekly podcast. How would they prove that?
I don't know. I don't know, but they have all the evidence. Like, we literally have all the evidence that they could use against us just sitting online for free.
We're screwed.
I know.
All right, Shit. So he says, I have friends in the state of Texas. Hint, hint. Now, Tex is capitalized, so I don't know if he's just trying to say...
I don't know if he's trying to say Tex, lol, like... Text, lol, it says text in it, or Texas, as in, like, I know the RVB dudes. I think it's text.
I think it's text, yeah.
I think it's text.
Since T-E-X is capitalized.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay. He goes on to say, and I actually listen to your podcasts in RVB when I go out on my PT runs, mainly your podcast.
How can we be fun to run to? I'd listen to some techno, like... Bulletproof.
Oh, dude, we should just start doing beats on the podcast instead. No, never mind.
No. I take it back.
And every day when I walk to school. And if you guys get a logo, I will put it under my Royal Marines tattoo when I get it, because I'm going Marines. Hoorah. If we get a logo, let's just get, like, a logo of a cock.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's no joke. Our logo is a cock. And like the crudest drawn cock ever. Not even like a good one. And it's a cock with a Master Chief head.
Okay, we're going too far.
Either that or the balls or Master Chief heads. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm also getting some posters of Red vs. Blue on my wall.
That's better
I think
than a
I'm
tat,
addicted.
Man.
Smiley face from Meredith. Sent from my iPod again because I'm hardcore, but oh, Apple Money, do the RVB, but I don't care. I'll pay them back eventually.
Hey, man, Apple doesn't need the money, right? I mean, they probably have a pretty decent amount of money, I would think. Maybe. Okay, man, this has just been one of possibly the best recaps I've ever done. I love Season 3, and I'm so happy to get into it. There's so much to talk about, like I said, and next week we'll be talking about just so much more with Halo 2. And so if you want to contact us, you can do so at rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch @gmail.com. And if you want to visit the website, you can do that at rvbrewatch at... Do you have to pee?
Yeah.
Isaac's giving me just like... He's like dying. Like his whole face is... You have to wait. And if you want to visit the website, you can visit
he's
it
at...
I'm
just going
to
drag this on.
RVB splashing water, running faucets, dripping down the rain gutters.
rvbrewatch.blogspot.com.
And if you want to see our Rooster Teeth profiles, you can check those out at the website, or you can visit roosterteeth.com/DDR3. That's DDRTHREE. And yours is?
roosterteeth.com/ACLIAD, which spells
Acleid.
I have to piss.
Acleid. Okay. So, once again, thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week with the second 5 episodes of Season 3. Please send in your favorite quotes and whatever you think of the season. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Sayonara.
Is this the part where I say alpha?
Yeah. If you want to sign off, you have to say safa sak. I say sayonara.
Alpha. Wait. I can't say it right.
Okay. You have to pee so bad, and you're so the one dragging this out. Okay.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next week. Sayonara.
Goodbye.
I guess since we mentioned last week that we have Xbox Live accounts now, we should probably explain why you'll be the one that's on and I won't.
Tonight?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and let them know. We'll just throw this on after the music. Extra bonus.
Well, let me do this.
Okay.
Let me do
this. No, I don't want you to do it.
No, shut up.
You're
going
to be so mean.
Listen.
Okay.
All right, listen. This story starts about, what, 6 years ago, 5 years ago?
Anywhere between 4 and 5 years ago. When did Dead Rising come out? You keep talking. I'll look it up.
All right. So this story starts a while back. David buys an Xbox. Not a brand new Xbox, a refurbished one from GameStop.
Yeah, but at that point, I mean, it wasn't that big of
a
deal.
Well, here's the thing. He got the basic model.
Well, remember
crappy,
this. I want you to remember this.
Wired
at that
controller.
Point, you couldn't buy one without a hard drive, and I wanted the 120 gig hard drive more than
the Elite
60.
Had just came out.
Yeah, it had just been out.
So anyway, he buys it refurbished, you know, the basic model, not the pro one. It's got the white disc tray, everything. GameStop wired controller.
It was called the shit model.
Basically. And he buys it used for, like, what, $500? It was so crazy expensive.
It was so goddamn expensive. And the thing is, I mean, it was $500 including the hard drive, but the damn thing was, like, $350, $400. It was an expensive.
Very expensive. But it worked. And he then had to buy the hard drive, and he bought Dead Rising, which is an amazing game. So, it worked, and we played the hell out of the thing. I mean,
2006, September 2006.
Years.
It's been about three years or so.
4 years.
September 2006. Though.
Yeah, it's 2011.
No, wait. August 2006.
So it's been almost four years. It's been almost 5 years. It's 2011.
Good point. It's almost been 5 years.
Okay, we played the hell out of this thing. He got a Halo faceplate for it. Right now there's a Viva Pinata faceplate
on it. I like Viva
Pinata. We've had countless games over the years, play Xbox games. We've had Xbox Live at different times. Oh, yeah. And, well, about a year ago, it started acting up a little. You know, not that big of a deal. He had a red ring of death, too, I might add.
Well, I remember them saying how much money they invested in the red ring of death, you know, problem. And the best part was, I called him up with a refurbished model, and the dude was like, okay, let's get you taken care of. And he, like, signed me up, was like, just send it in, and it'll... I had no trouble with a refurbished model. That's how much this red ring of death was an issue. So, I mean, it came back fine and actually worked perfectly for a long time.
Right. For a very long time. Of course, it was the same model. I don't know if it was the exact same unit or not. But
yeah.
So it comes back, and we just play the hell out of it. And we've been...
Well, so this is probably an over long version of, like, why... I won't be on live as much as Isaac. Now, in short...
The reason for that is because I enjoy the story so much. So anyway, I'm going to continue. So anyway, things start acting up a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. You know, occasionally we have to, you know, restart the thing and do that. Sometimes we have to get the disk drive to open, you know, just kind of help it along.
The disk drive won't stay closed. I open it up, and that's if my disk drive opens. Now, I just want to remind people... I'm okay with opening my Xbox. I tried replacing the drive. Now, I would have kept the drive replacement if it opened right. It still didn't open right. So there's something, my disk drive, when it opens, I put a disk in, and then I close it, and it will not stay closed unless you touch the end of the disk tray.
You just have to touch it.
You don't even have to push it.
You just have to touch it. Right, so...
I have the shittiest Xbox.
Long story short, David got screwed for buying an Xbox
a
long time ago.
Short story long, actually.
Short story long. David got screwed for buying an Xbox a little bit after they came out, and now he can't play shit. Like, even downloaded arcade games...
I can't play an arcade game.
Won't play. We put the DVD in his Xbox... Push play, it'd go to a black screen, then we just go straight back
to
the menu. No error message.
It is so hard to watch these, because what we do is we record them, we watch them on my Xbox, and then in the same room, we record the podcast. So the fucking Xbox has to play the goddamn DVD for us to even watch it. We literally put it in Isaac's computer tonight, and then hooked it up to the monitor, just to watch season 3.
Yeah, so basically, that's why David's not going to be on
Xbox Live, like, as much. I will be on occasionally.
He'll be on, but he probably won't be playing the game. He'll be watching a movie.
And another thing, with my model of the Xbox, Halo Reach has a known issue to lock up. On my model, specifically. So, Ian asked me to play Halo Reach once, and I just declined. And I figured, you know what, I'll explain it on the next episode of the podcast, because... It's not happening. I can't even play Reach. I can barely play 3, if I can play a game at all. I mean, it's just... So that's
eventually
the fable
we're gonna
of
try
my Xbox.
So if you want to give us $200 for a new Xbox, that'd be great.
Yeah, happily. I'll take that. Just
can we solicit money?
Sure. For an Xbox?
Send it to 123 Fake Street.
Donate... Fake Street. If you want to donate an Xbox, hell, you start emailing me, and I need some credibility from you, but... I need a 360.
Credibility, just email it.
If no, you can
email me the Xbox.
Email me a downloadable Xbox. Anyway, yeah, so my 360 is fucked. If you want to give me one, you can, but, you know, you got to prove all kinds of shit. I mean, this is the internet.
It'd be more work for you.
This is the internet.
Remember that story from guys? He got a free TV.
When he was drunk. All right, so let's go ahead and end this little fucking portion of nonsense. So... I guess thanks for listening again.
Yeah.